Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 8th, 2021, and this is episode 49 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, I guess I ought to let you know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark a conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. All week, we've been exploring connectedness. We've talked about connecting and supporting our community, architecture affecting the world around us, and yesterday, breaking down silos. We can't exist alone. It's not healthy or even realistic for that matter. Even if you're a sole practitioner, you probably have consultants. Hopefully you have clients. Do you have collaborators or colleagues, maybe accountability partners? What's your responsibility to do good work when good is judged by everyone in it, around it, and people that may be affected by it and may be very different from you or your client? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 48. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording for the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I don't do very much there either. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I also love digging into some of the conversations that are going on right now inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, but that's about it. If you're not a fan of Facebook, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. It takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining that group and hopefully even becoming a part of these live conversations. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch. My co-host, Catherine McPhail, will join me as we welcome Nikita Reed. Nikita is an architect. She's a preservationist and a podcaster. She explores the interconnectedness of architecture, sustainability, race, and gender. When I first listened to Tangible Remnants, that's Nikita's podcast, the first thing that struck me was that even when she was young, she'd see empty, abandoned buildings, and then she'd see homeless people, and she'd wonder, how can that be when there are buildings that need people, and people that need buildings. As we get ready for this conversation with Nikita, find the Tangible Remnants podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, and listen to an episode or three. I think Nikita may help you look at the world around you, even your profession, in a different way. Honestly, when I first read that her podcast, quote, explores the interconnectedness of architecture, historic preservation, sustainability, race, and gender, my first thought was, okay, that's an interesting take. Nikita and I share some similar experiences when it comes to the architecture, preservation, and sustainability parts of that statement, but I can't share her race or gender experiences. You need to listen, first for the passion that she brings to each episode, but especially because she may expand your understanding of how all of these things are connected. None of us can share all of each other's experiences, but I think for architects, it helps to understand how realities have been shaped by the built environment and what your work can do to support a better future for everyone. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.